This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Markets are volatile. The Dow theory is bearish. What's an investor to do? We got answers. I'm Andy Gersher, and this is Gains. All right, let's bring on Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services in Hammond, and check out his website, horizoninvestment.com. Chuck, always great to have you on the Gains podcast.
Thanks for having me back, Andy. It's always a pleasure.
Yes. So we know, you know, we talk about the Dow theory all the time. It is still bearish. You know, we've had a lot of volatility, a lot of things swinging around. So just wanted to talk about where we're at with the Dow theory and then also where you might look at nibbling these days as well. So let's just start there. Quick primer and update on where we're at with the time-tested Dow theory, Chuck.
Sure. The Dow theory looks at the movement of the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the Dow Jones Transportation Average. And from the movements of those two indices determines whether the market's primary trend, that's a trend that typically lasts a minimum of 8 months, if not longer, is bullish or bearish. On March 10th, the Dow Jones Industrial Average made what was a significant new low in our mind, and that low was preceded by significant lows in the Dow Jones Transportation Average, thus moving the Dow theory from the bullish to the bearish camp. And we have been on a bear market signal since March 10th. The recent lows that were established are the following, because these points are significant, Andy, only because, you know, if this market is going to sustain something to the upside, it has to stop going down, and the levels it has to stop penetrating to the downside. In the case of the Dow Jones Industrial Average, that low is 37,645.59. That's 37,645.59. And in the Dow Jones Transportation Average, that significant low is 12,637.04. That's 12,637.04. The bear market would be reconfirmed with new closing lows in both of those levels that I just gave you. So, you know, right now we're under a Dow theory bear market. Any rallies here have to be viewed at this point as rallies within a bear market. Those can be rather abrupt. They can be pretty violent upward, and they can be causing, you know, investors to kind of rethink a bearish stance. But I think at this point, we're less than 2 months into this bear market. Obviously, bear markets can wrap up pretty quickly. We've seen that in recent years. But I think less than 2 months is asking a lot to say that the market has bottomed. I hope it has. And it will have bottomed if those lows that I just gave you can hold up. I don't think they will. But I'll let the market tell the story on that.
You know, from a time frame, you mentioned we're just a couple months into this, but typically How long do you usually see this shell out?
Yeah, a Dow theory, the Dow theory bear signals since 1899, so going back there, on average have been about 14 months. But as you and I have spoken about many times here recently, in the last 5-10 years, the time element has become much more compressed. I mean, we have had, bear markets that have lasted 3 months, 4 months, 8 months. So, do I think this is going to be an average bear market lasting 14 months? I don't, nor do I think necessarily this is all going to be wrapped up in, 2.5 months. So I think we're talking about somewhere in between there. And, the one thing that the market does have going for it now is that, big moves occur in a fairly short period of time. I mean, in the last few weeks, we were seeing 4% to 7% swings in major indices in a single day. And so, it can flush things out pretty fast. So, I'm not hanging on this. We're in for another 14 to 20 months of just a bear market. But I think investors should not get too impatient and anxious that a bull market is around the corner. Hopefully it is. Hopefully the Dow theory, if it is, the Dow theory, I think, will do a good job of helping us discern that. But I think it's too soon to be talking that way.
A lot of investors right now are skittish. What's your advice for them? And how do you play this? I'm thinking, first of all, for those who took some chips off the table at higher levels and took the, the signal from the Dow theory and now have a little dry powder, I mean, good for you. That's how we kind of play this stuff. But I know a lot of them are probably anxious, like myself, who have built a little dry powder to try to get in, because we love being in the market. Being in the market is how you make money, generally speaking, over the long run. But how are you playing that? We've talked in the past, maybe pick up some utilities, maybe dive into tech a little bit. But how do you play this all? And what's your advice for the skittish folks out there?
Yeah, for the skittish folks, I think you need to kind of return to the basics in the sense of, what was your original allocation in the first place? What's your long-term investment allocation? How much have you diverted from that long-term allocation? If let's say, for example, Andy, you're somebody in your late 50s and you like a 60-40 split between stocks and bonds, bonds and cash, and you've taken some chips off the table and now you're sitting at 40% equity. That, when do you get that other 20% back in? I think, on pullbacks, on downswings in the market, to use those to start feeding in and whether that's in a dollar cost averaging way, where you say, I don't know where this market's going to be 6 months from now, but I'm going to start putting back in equal amounts of money each month to make sure I am back in this market in, 6 to 12 months. And that's not a bad strategy. If you're looking at certain sectors, there's a number of areas that have gotten worked over pretty good. And, it's interesting, Andy, everybody wants to own NVIDIA when it's going up 400%. Nobody wants to own it when it's 60% cheaper or 30% cheaper. And I'm just using NVIDIA as an example of investor mentality. If I am sure there are a number of stocks out there that investors were saying, boy, I'd love to buy that stock only if it came down. Well, it's down now. And I'm not suggesting that you should back up the truck and put all your chips back into the market at this time. But if there's a stock that you have had your eye on for, 12 to 18 months, but you didn't pull the trigger because it was too expensive, well, it's probably not nearly as expensive as it was 3 to 6 months ago. And if it's a case where you wanted to put in, $10,000 into that, probably wouldn't be a bad idea to put $1,000 or $2,000 into it right now, see how that behaves. If it pulls back, put a little bit more in, et cetera. The bottom line is, that phrase nibble, I think, is applicable. Go in and start feeding the money in a prudent way. If you get another big downswing in the market, take advantage of that, and make a plan that says, 6 months from now, 12 months from now, I'm going to be all back in. And maybe that's not going to be at the bottom, but that certainly would coincide with how long bear markets typically last, and then your position for the inevitable upturn in the next bull market.
What kind of stocks are you interested in right now? Because, you know, we always like things are on sale, but then there are things are on more on sale than others. So as you look at the market at large here, just kind of give me a couple sectors or ideas. I mean, we've talked about utilities, and that's pretty safe. And you think there may be a little room to run there, not overly sexy, but it's done well nonetheless, especially compared to the rest of the market. But where would you be nibbling if you had dry powder right now?
I would probably be nibbling on some utilities. I think it's okay to start to nibble on some of the tech stocks that have gotten worked over. You know, you're knowing that you're probably not going to be picking the bottom, and you're probably going to feel like a dummy if you put money into them and they go down. But again, you know, you're not, I'm assuming you're not going to be trading these. And so what happens in the next couple of months, you'd wish you'd bought them cheaper, but at least you're in because, you know, 12, 18, 24, 36 months from now, they're going to be a heck of a lot higher. And at some point you have to start, you know, putting money in. So I think tech, I think some of the Magnificent Seven, there's a lot of negative news out there on virtually all of them, but you know, Alphabet, Amazon, Nvidia, Meta, can people start to kind of put money back into those stocks in a measured way? Yeah, I think you can. I think you can balance that out with some companies that should be pretty, I don't want to say totally immune to the whole tariff discussion, but you know, good growers that are U.S. centric with their operations. You know, in that category, there are a number of services firms that are interesting to me. Payroll processing companies, for example, like a Paychex or a Paycor, I think are interesting stocks. They don't have much in the way of exposure. Tariff exposure. They hardly have any tariff exposure, quite frankly. You know, something like an Intuit, which is, you know, TurboTax, very U.S. centric business. Some of those businesses where they do grow at 5 to 10% a year, they're steady growers. I like, and then I kind of fall back on the tried and the true that seem to be able to weather any environment. And a stock like Visa, for example, which has an incredible business, an incredible money machine, an incredible moat around their business, and one that, you know, just continues to just rock and roll. And, that's a stock that appeals to me in this environment. If you think growth is going to be a little harder to come by here this year, a stock like, you know, consistent grower like Visa is going to be a very interesting stock.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
How about energy? That's one area that seems to, we've talked about this in the past too. If you buy energy here, I'm thinking the likes of Chevron, Exxon, you may have to hold them a little bit, but you know, you're looking at these stocks, they have a nice dividend and they're actually kind of cheap. Thoughts?
Yeah, they are, you know, and it's a group that potentially can be less correlated with the broad market. So they do bring diversification into a portfolio because, you know, they're not likely to behave exactly like every other stock you have in the portfolio. So I have no problem with that. They may face some headwinds here in the near term with concerns about the market or the economy, concerns about oversupply. I mean, that oil prices have been trending lower, and that's always a headwind. But like you said, you know, companies like an Exxon, which I personally own, pays a real nice dividend. One way to kind of play, you know, play both worlds, so to speak, Andy, is a company called National Fuel Gas. The symbol is NFG. Our company and our clients own it. And the nice thing about NFG is that about a third of their business is a regulated utility, natural gas utility. They service New York and Pennsylvania. So you have that kind of solid, regulated, ballast, you know, consistent business. And then they have an upstream business that does exploration and production. They have mineral rights to, I think, close to 1 million acres in the Marcellus and Utica shales up in Pennsylvania and the Appalachia. So they have that upstream, that production aspect, and then they have a midstream business that's storage, gathering, pipeline, et cetera. So they have their feet in a lot of different energy markets, pays a nice dividend yield. And that's a way to hedge your bets if you're going to be investing in energy. It's a stock I like quite a bit actually right now. That's National Fuel Gas, NFG.
And then finally on the dividend front, you know, it's always nice to have quality companies that pay a nice little dividend while you hold the stock, and hopefully it moves higher. Thoughts on the dividend front, you know, where you can get a little protection, but you're getting cash flow and there's still upside.
Yeah, that's a group that had been holding up quite well relative to the broad market. So it is a bit of a defensive play. Understand that. And you saw it here in the last couple of days when the market was up big in those kind of up big risk on type markets, you know, dividend payers will be, you know, they'll probably make you a few bucks, but they're going to trail. They're just not going to be the types of stocks that in a rip roaring up day in the market that they're going to keep pace. However, if you believe that this is still a bear market, and it is still going to be a little bit of a tough slog for the market in general, then dividend payers, you know, are still a decent place to be. They'll give you a little bit of shelter, a little bit of safety. They'll give you cash flow, you know, which is nice to have when maybe the stock prices aren't generating a ton of upside. So, you know, that's an area that I think, I think as part of a broad portfolio still makes a lot of sense to me. I know we've talked about the dogs of the Dow strategy, and the dogs this year had been, you know, giving a good account, a very good account of themselves relative to the broad market. And so to have a piece of a portfolio, you know, focused on dividend payers, I think is fine. One dividend name I'll kind of throw out there that we like quite a bit, and it yields in that 2-3% range, is Fidelity National Financial, FNF. Our clients and our firm owns it. But that's a stock that I like if somebody's looking, you know, for dividend plays. Obviously, the utility stocks tend to offer a number of attractive dividend plays as well.
All right. And then the final takeaway from today's conversation, I mean, we're kind of waiting for the market to tell us, you know, what's next. And we always talk about that. We let the market tell us what's going to happen. Final thoughts as we're kind of in this period of waiting for the market to tell us what happened and or happens next, and then also a little bit of nibbling.
Yeah, I think just investors need to stay engaged and they need to stay patient. I think there's always a certain impatience. It's like, okay, when is this turning? It's a bear market. I think, boy, this rally feels like it's going to be the beginning, and maybe it will be. I think it's too soon. I, you know, people kind of forget that moves against the primary trend can be pretty violent. You see it all the time during bull markets when you have this bull run, and then all of a sudden you have this correction that just comes out of nowhere and just blasts you and freaks you out and takes the speculative froth out of the off the table. Well, the reverse happens during bear markets. You get these, you know, rip your face off rallies like we've seen the last 2 days, and it starts getting you to thinking, well, maybe this is done. I would caution investors that you're probably going to, you know, stay engaged, because you're probably going to get a better opportunity to be buying here, especially as this market does pull back. And then finally, to nibble, I think is fine, because what you don't want to do is sit there and think you're going to spike a bottom and then get all in at the bottom. You're absolutely not going to do that, because it's your human emotion isn't going to allow you to do that, for starters. And then B, who the heck knows when the bottom is in place until after the fact. So the best you can do is, you know, stay engaged, follow stocks, build a watch list. If some real favorites have pulled back, you know, maybe they're down now 15% to 20%. Maybe that means they're on their way to being down 30%. But if you start nibbling now, at least you're going to get your foot back in the door, and you're going to start that process, and you're going to start to build your portfolio back up. So when the turn comes, and it will come, you're positioned to benefit from it.
All right, great advice, and big thanks to Chuck Carlson, CEO of Horizon Investment Services in Hammond. And check out their website, horizoninvestment.com. All right, hey, be sure to subscribe, follow, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts if that's an option for you. I've been told that's podcast gold. Totally appreciate the solid there. And as always, subscribe and turn on those notifications so you know when a new Gains episode drops. We drop Gains episodes on Wednesdays, and I look forward to seeing you then.
A News Radio WBBM podcast, powered by Odyssey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.